This is Checking the Diary for Friday, December 18th, spoken by Elspeth. First, let's jump into some thank yous. I do my thank yous privately. A few make it public. I must say that I just think private is nicer. Plus, I don't have to remember which names to say, which not to say, and so on. I will say the interesting range of things that have arrived recently has been quite a bit of fun. My favorite pen has been dethroned. Who would have guessed that could have been possible? And this, the Focusrite Scarlett is amazing. I'm a bit of a sucker for this shade of red, so that might have played a role in it, but it's also so nice to have my own little happy box here and not borrow equipment from friends. In a non-pandemic world, I'd probably have an easier time with a setup. That's not what we live in. Not currently, right? It's all going to change. Speaking of, let's drop that topic because I'm so tired of it. Let's speak about this bridge between 2020 and 2021. Eunoia will continue. Next week's Eunoia is a playful wish list of sorts. Is a little bit of a puzzle. It should pop up in the theme intro, which I hope to have up on Sunday evening. And then the week after that, the Eunoia for that one, the theme is simply another contemplation. And I'm looking forward to hearing the responses from that one. I thoroughly have enjoyed the responses to the current contemplation. And that'll take us from 2020, like I said, over to 2021. And then for the January 4th one, we'll see where we get up to. Now, I've had some true go-getters who have just jumped right on this naughty and nice word idea. I'll include a link to it in the show notes so you can read about it if you haven't already. Basically, you are going to choose a naughty word or phrase and a nice word and phrase for 2021. You're also going to include your reasons. Now, the form does not require your email or name. You can put it if you like to. I know some have, mostly for that accountability, because they'll know which one they picked, and they know that I know, and I do love that accountability that shows up in the private folders and the weekly check-ins or daily check-ins that I receive. So if you haven't submitted that, go on and do it, because these words and phrases, you're going to see them this year. You might even get a taster of them, starting with that January 4th Eunoia. Other changes. Not big ones, but just a heads up that I'm doing some website admin. I'm using the shop as the way to link together and to organize the different sessions. Now, does not mean everything is changing to be sold and so on. It's a really fluid way and easy way to have different files put up and interconnected. For those who don't wish to use Patreon, which I've had a decent amount of people contact me about that, and it's fine. You will then just be able to grab the content that way. For the sessions, there are going to be obviously quite a few sessions on there that are free. You can just go and download them. You don't have to put anything else in. But if that session connects into another one that's been behind a paywall, you'll then see that that is a thing. I know there is some way to link the Patreon to it. We'll work that out and we'll see. But, you know, my happy harem, you always know you can just ask about where to find a session if you can't find it, and I will just send it your way, as long as you've asked politely, of course. For those of you subscribed to the website, if you end up with this barrage of update emails or something, just know that that's why, because I'm tinkering with it. I didn't do this because I really wanted to get into website admin. This is about, you know, our creativity and our playtime and all the other things, but the nuts and the bolts and the simple thing needs to be done, because as we're going into 2021, I am going to keep building upon these pillars that we will set up. Next week, each day, will be a pretty big hint of the things that are still on my mind. There shouldn't be any real surprises in there. But two of the pillars that I would like to explore, these two pillars are, well, different. Now, if they're not your cup of tea, and I know that they won't be everyone's, then that's fine. Rest assured, there's still going to be whatever content it was that drew you to me is still gonna be there and built upon. These other two whimsical paths, I just have to explore. So, if either one or both happens to be your cup of tea, I do want to hear from you, because I want to pick your brain a little bit in a nice way. The first one, and for those of you who are very practical minded, just take a deep breath or something, hang in there. I want to play with a pocket pet idea of taking you and making you small. Now, I know, that particular thing sometimes leads to something else, and I'm just gonna say right now, guys, I'm a vegetarian. I can't even eat marshmallows without having a moment, because I know what is in them. There's no way I could swallow a whole person. So, unless one of you creative-minded, lovely, kinky folks can find a way around that, it won't be in there, but there will be other fun stuff. So, if that is your cup of tea, talk to me. The other thing is, I want to play with, again, if you're very practical-minded, hold on to your seat. I'm not going to go down some way down there spiritual whatever thing, but you know what? This is our shared headspace. This is our no-holds-barred be whoever you want to be, and let's play space. So I want to tinker around the idea with past lives, parallel lives, those types of regression, as well as some other, things. You'll see. Those things, those two other ideas, they will show up then in their own section, for lack of a better way to put it. So, one, it'll be easy to find that content, and two, it'll be easy to skip over it if it isn't your thing. The final thing to go over, two more things to go over. Next to last thing. A lot more of my content is going to simply be moved to the website. I'm going to put trailers up on YouTube. So if you see the trailer, don't assume it's just me trying to suck you in to make you pay money, because most of the stuff is just free. I simply want to have my own content on my own site. Same for Patreon. I have seen where more and more people have made that transition, and honestly, Patreon goes down or stops working, or has this bug or whatever else often enough that it's a bit maddening. I'm not going to stop using it, but for sessions and such to make it easier for everyone, I am coming up with a better solution on that end. My happy harem, you know, if there's a session that you can't find or you're just curious about how this ties to whatever else, just ask me and we'll go through it, because that, my love, is part of my job. Well, not job, responsibility towards you as a mistress. If you're lost, I guide you. So, all that to say, you'll see an influx more of trailers sitting out there publicly, and that's why. As for like the podcast, more of it will still go there, but if it's an extremely yummy thing, then the podcast as well may just simply have a trailer and a link to find the yums in a better spot. And finally, this is the final thing. For the remainder of this year and a little bit, you know, into January, I will likely have less of like a social presence. So, ongoing private conversations and so on, you know, that still occurs. But in the interest of trying to use my screen time more to video chat with friends, family, you know, the social circle who's off, plus to have my own reset between 2020 and 2021, I won't be around quite as much. It's just time off. Like I said, I'm not going to be totally inaccessible, but comments, the video on the website, etc., they may not be answered for quite a while, which honestly has been for the past week or so as well, as I wrapped up my everyday work life and such to be able to take a bit of a break. So as we're getting into 2021, as we're getting into a different way of organizing our play, of exploring different play, I think a nice lull is almost required, almost like a palate cleansing. But, you know, Enoya will still be daily. I'll still be checking on those who need that accountability. I just probably won't have some other content coming out public. And as for YouTube, like I said, I don't know how to phrase this in a way that doesn't come across as incredibly arrogant or rude or dismissive. I will put the trailers there. I will likely put the links on it for like the theme for the upcoming Enoya. But I don't know, honestly, if I'll be putting the daily content up there unless I find an easier way to automate it. I know there's like Headliner and some things that exist that I can do, but I also know you could just click and go to the website or go to the podcast. I want to have the daily stuff. I just don't want to have the daily busy work. It doesn't do any of us any favors. But if you can make a strong case for why I absolutely must put it on YouTube because you can't contact, you know, you can't access it any other way, go ahead and make it. Let me know if it's good enough. If it's good enough, then that's fine. I don't see, as someone who is not a, as someone who doesn't consume a lot of YouTube content, though I do a lot with podcasts and such, I just don't see why it's a major appeal. I do want to have stuff out there. I know some of you that I adore would never have found me without YouTube, so I will still have, like I said, things that appear. I'm just not making it as focus. The focus will be Patreon, of course, and the website, which works nicely with putting the podcast up. Okay, all that to say, if you have any thoughts on the two other pillars that I plan to introduce, let me know. As Eunoia goes through next week and I discuss some of these other categories, and you fall into one of those, and you have something you really, really want for 2021, make sure you send that to me as well. In the title, if it's an email, in the title, do put which day it pertains to or which topic it pertains to, and we'll run with it. So that is it for this Checking the Diary. It might likely be the last one until we get over on the other side of New Year's. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Bye for now.